You're back on Caroline. Caroline is back in the air. Does it mean that all problems are solved now?
Yes, well, I mean, most of the... It's now running as a radio station. Caroline had a few difficulties, to say the least. And those difficulties were beyond our control. Nobody had any permission to move the ship from here. It was brought in on the basis of seaworthiness. There was no problem with seaworthiness in...
Yes, but that's not up to you, but up to the captain on the moment on the ship to see what is necessary to do with the ship, and he brought it in for his own seaworthiness, he says.
Well, the problem was that he was not the captain of the ship. He claimed to be the captain, but I had left here on that night, and when I left here that night, Peter Chicago was the acting captain. Captain Vanderkamp wasn't here then. Captain Vanderkamp came on board at 3 o'clock in the morning, without my consent, without my permission. But anyway, that is a matter that is in the hands of the lawyers. It's very complicated. It involves international law. I've informed the Dutch Navy and the Dutch police, and the matter is being dealt with in the only way it can be dealt with, through the process of law.
You said the problems are solved, also the financial problems, but you know it were exactly the financial problems which were the source of the whole theater last week.
Well, that I dispute that, completely dispute that. As far as I'm concerned, the cost of the operation, the towing of this ship from here to Amuiden and putting it in Amsterdam, is a very expensive operation.
Who paid it?
I would love to know who paid it. All I know so far is that the Dick Rose Tender Company did the job.
But he is under a contract for Radio Noordzee, you know.
Well, I know he's under contract for Radio Noordzee. But I can't say anything. Everyone has drawn their own conclusions, and a lot of people have said to me, so-and-so and this and that, but I can't draw any conclusions. I can't make any statements about who really is behind what happened last week.
Maybe it could be interesting for people from other pirate stations to kill the third one, or not?
Well, of course. I mean, it is obviously always a possibility that the other stations, I mean, they tried to buy me off on two occasions. They came and offered money for me to just take it away.
How much?
Well, I mean, the offers were, you know, not something I wanted to get into the actual amounts and things, but the fact is they tried to buy us off, and we said no, it wasn't, you know, we weren't for sale.
Do you think what you're doing here on the sea, you know, with Radio Noordzee and Radio Veronica is a legal action?
Is it legal?
Yes.
Oh, it's 100% legal. We are more legal in this position than many European broadcasting stations. For instance, Radio Luxembourg is the most powerful pirate in Europe today. It broadcasts on a frequency that it was not allocated. And therefore, you know, under the European Broadcasting Union, it is a pirate. We are not pirates because we, in strict legal terms, we did not sign any 1948 Copenhagen Plan. We did not agree not to broadcast, and it is quite legal in international waters to broadcast, so that we are doing nothing illegal.